To the Movie Show with Sesh and Ryan, only on XFFM.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Sesh.
And this is my coffee.
Mm-hmm. And you are listening to
Active FM, the movie show.
The movie show, yeah.
Well, today we've got a really exciting show for you.
We do.
We're gearing up
to a very exciting thing.
To an epic, that thing up there that comes up slowly.
Right? Crescendo. It's coming, man. It's coming. So, today's topic is, are you ready? Are you ready, Ryan? Are you ready?
Yes.
Eight characters that might or most probably will die in Marvel's Phase 3. Won't be in Marvel's Phase 3.
In fact, will die in Phase 3. No, they said might.
Yeah, might.
Because nobody really knows.
Yeah, no one knows.
And if you know...
So if you don't know what Phase 3 is, Phase 3 is after Avengers Infinity War, so that's ending Phase 2. I'm right, right?
So when did Phase 1 start?
What, am I right? I think I'm right. Yeah. So Phase 1 started with, wasn't it, with Iron Man? They're like the original Iron Man. So they have different phases. And basically, Phase 3 is... Oh, it could very well. I don't know. But basically, the whole point of this show is that what characters, Marvel characters, will not make it after Avengers Infinity War. Because obviously... Infinity War is not the end for Marvel. Like, they've still got... They've got Captain Marvel.
They've got 20 other movies scheduled.
Yeah, so, they... You know, like, there's so much more coming. So, it's not the end. But it could be the end. For a lot of characters that have come very dear to our... Have become very dear to our hearts.
But think about it. There's some we've been attached to. And there'll be more that we'll get attached to.
And then they're all gonna die! So, in Marvel Phase 102, everyone's just gonna...
Some are going to die.
No, I'm saying one day in the future. So, like, we're going to get attached and then unattached and then they're going to die. And then attached and then they're going to die. And then attached. Okay, yeah.
There'll always be new characters.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm
like,
glad.
You know what's cool? Like, in 100 years' time, people could be, like, watching Marvel Phase 50 or something, or maybe more than that. And they could be like, don't even know who our Captain America was because they have some other... You know,
in fact, I'll say this. Marvel, you're allowed to kill off a character as long as you replace him. That's fine. I'm happy with that.
I'm actually not happy. I'll be quite honest. Because I like get attached and then they die and you're like...
Mm-hmm. And then they go.
I just watched like 3 movies with you in it and now you're dead.
Look at him over there.
Yes. So let's get right into the top. So yeah, 8 people. So the first person now, this was my first guess. It was like quite obvious. The first person to die is going to probably be Captain America.
To die? Captain America?
Mm-hmm. I reckon. That's like if there's one person I'm sure will not make it through Avengers Infinity War, for me it's Captain America.
Captain, really?
Mm-hmm. The reason being is because I've heard, so I know his contract's coming to an end, first of all, and you know, they do kill off characters due to contracts. And also, I've heard that, like, he wasn't too happy to be the character.
Yes,
but then apparently,
that's right.
As well, he said that he actually enjoys Marvel and he doesn't really want to leave. But chances are is after Avengers Infinity War, we're still going to see Chris Evans, just not in front of the camera, probably directing.
In the back? What?
Right? So you might just
find... He doesn't even look like a director.
Did Mel Gibson look like a director?
Yes, he does.
No, but that's only because, you know... Okay,
no,
yeah, but...
He did.
Right? So, yeah, that possibly. So, we might have, like, a Black Panther 3 directed by Chris Evans. You know, you never know.
There's new people that we are...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right.
So, according to Wikipedia, the first film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe was Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Then Iron Man 2, then Thor in 2010, Captain America, the first Avenger, 2011, and all the way down, then basically Phase 2 so then starts with Iron Man 3. Mm-hmm. Right, and yes, so, and...
Ends with Avengers Infinity War.
No, sorry, Phase 2. So...
Oh, no, so,
the
yes.
Avengers concluded Phase 1. Then when they went into Iron Man 3, which was in 2013.
Phase 2.
Then Thor the Dark World, Captain America the Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy. Avengers Age of Ultron, Captain America Civil War. Captain America Civil War is the first film in the franchise phase three.
Okay, so Avengers Infinity War is basically going to end off phase three.
Yes.
So these are characters that probably will not make it to phase four, in other words, of Marvel's phase four. Yes. So, yes, the first person, I really think that if anyone does die, it will be Captain America. But that's just a personal opinion. I've like seen that coming for quite a while. Yeah. So, like, that one for me wasn't a shock. It was like, okay, yeah, you know what? If Captain America dies, it's been coming. I think I can deal with it.
Well, you can say that... did you ever really get attached to Captain America? Like, he was cool. He was awesome. You know, Cap.
I really liked the first... Like, I think my favorite Captain America film was the first one. Like, I loved the first one. For me, I don't know. I think it was
Captain
just...
Captain America.
Yeah, it was... As in, out of the three Captain America films, the second was okay. The third got better because it was obviously Civil War and, you know, they brought in more characters and all of that. But I can honestly say, I think my favorite was the first Avenger. But also, if you think about it, Captain America's been around for a very long time.
Yes.
Shame, he's been here since like the First World War. It's time he dies, you know? Like, let the poor guy go to heaven.
It's actually kind of weird to think about it, that he's been around for so long.
Like, he's been here since like World War II.
And some dude that comes on is just very strong. Bah! Boom, dead.
Yes. So that is the first person. The second character, now this one, I was like, no! The second person that most probably will die is Thor.
Thor?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I don't think he's gonna die.
I hope he doesn't die.
I don't think he's gonna die. He's God of Thunder.
You see, the problem is, like, what they were saying was with Ragnarok. So obviously Thor Ragnarok just came out. Ragnarok literally is like the end of like the universe type of thing. And then on top of that, apparently it, what Ragnarok involves is all the gods die. You know, there's like the different gods.
What?
Now Thor's a god, so you know, if like all the gods had to die, then I guess Thor goes with them type of thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, that.
I don't see him die.
But then on top of that, they had a thing where they said, I think in one of the Marvel comics, apparently Thor did die, but then he was brought back to life. So you like never know, like they could die, and then you know, in like Avengers Infinity War Part 2, Thor resurrects, and you're like, ah!
And there is again.
Right, so yeah. But you know, Thor, I personally would, if I had to choose between Captain America and Thor, I think I'd go with Thor.
What, to live or
to
die?
To live.
Yes, Thor must live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thor. Yeah, especially after the last Thor movie, he deserves to live after the last Thor movie.
See, he's a.
Yeah, it's almost like immortal type of thing.
He's a god of thunder.
Yeah.
In fact, if anything, I would say between him and like Scarlet or something like that, they would wipe out Thanos.
Right.
Between them two.
Yes.
I would vote that they would be the two.
Then the third person, now this one's quite funny, but it's actually completely true, is Thanos will die.
Yeah, look, he must die because...
Yeah, he's the villain.
Because it's a whole movie and... But there's two parts to this film.
Yeah.
So, which means that there's a good... You know,
he won't die in the first one.
It's one big freaking battle.
Yeah.
So...
But now the thing is, what they were saying is apparently Thanos, like, literally worships death. So if he dies, he actually gets what he wants or what he's after, because that's death. The question is not if Thanos will die. The question is how many heroes will he take down with him?
Alright.
That's the actual question. So,
yeah.
You know, Thanos, yes, I do believe he will die, you know, maybe at the end of Avengers Infinity War Part 2. But the thing is, how many people will he take down with him before? Because, I mean, he is pretty powerful, and with all of those Infinity Stones, you know,
like, shame. He's freaking strong. I mean, just one of them get it, and just look at Vision. He's got one Infinity Stone. And look what he does.
And Doctor Strange.
He flies through things. He can read people's minds. He's like...
And look how much havoc Loki caused in Avengers 1 just with the Tesseract.
Just because,
now, that's one of the Infinity Stones. There's like five of them.
He had a Mind Stone, I think.
That was the Tesseract job.
Yeah.
So yes, Thanos will die, which that one we were like...
Well, yes. I hope he dies.
Yeah, no, he has to die. Otherwise, there's no phase four for Marvel.
But now my question is, because this is quite a big build-up. Now, for those who obviously read the Marvel comics and stuff like that, like this is a big build-up. And I almost feel like
you can't
all
die
of
straight
this
away.
Has now built since, 2008? has now all built
up.
It's
10 years later.
Built up now up to this. Mm. And it is freaking huge because we've gotten attached to characters. We've new people have been introduced and stuff like that. I mean, we're going to go see Black Panther.
Right.
Which is released today. But we'll only see it a couple days later. You know, we'll hear people's reviews and stuff like that. So we're now in the process of meeting another guy, which we did meet previously.
And a whole lot of other characters, actually. Yeah. Because it's not just one person in Black Panther. You're meeting a whole new set of people type of thing.
And now it's built up to this where people are actually going to die. So, and I think that's what makes it exciting, that people are going to die.
What?
Well, think about it. If we knew that no one was going to die.
No, you know what makes it exciting for me is that they're all coming together. Like, for me, that's the... Like, the fact that Guardians of the Galaxy and Avengers are going to meet. It's that is so cool.
I don't see the battle with me with Guardians of the Galaxy is that I don't see them as any,
You know what I like about Guardians of the Galaxy is that they're funny.
They are funny.
So for me, it's more humor. Not that Marvel needs more humor, because Marvel's so humorous.
Did you see anybody there that was strong or that you felt?
There is one person that we'll come to later on, there is one person. So yes, that's Thanos. Then fourth on the list, now this one, shame it could happen, is Iron Man. Now, first of all, apparently Robert Downey Jr. has also said he's wanting to pull out. He might be wanting to pull out. I mean, he has been in it the longest. I mean, since 2008, because he started off with Iron Man. So it's 10 years. But also, I don't know, if you remember in Age of Ultron and things like that, where he had a dream. Oftentimes it would be him sacrificing himself to save everyone else. Yeah. And with that, he's almost got a guilty conscience in a way. Like you've seen that guilty conscience come through in quite a few of the recent films. So I do think there is a chance that he might just go, he might just sacrifice himself.
You know, if you think about it, a lot of Avengers have really sort of, evolved around this guy.
Mm.
He's sort of been the center of the Avengers
because
weapons that they have, the ships that have been built. He's almost like a supplier for the stuff that they use and stuff like that. So I think killing him off is
quite it's damaging.
They're going to need to even the new Stark Tower, that new building
built
that they're
the
in,
Avengers,
is built by him and that type of stuff. So it's definitely going to be rattling. The Marvels,
which is quite sad, because Iron Man is epic and Iron Man adds so much to the Marvel films and all of that. But you never know. When I heard them saying he might sacrifice himself, I was like, that is very
sounds
possible.
Like him.
That is very, and especially they've almost geared his character up for this type of thing. Like out of all the characters, he's been able to almost sense the destruction coming in Infinity War, in the previous films.
Yeah.
And shame. Which leads us to something else, but we'll get into that later. So that's Iron Man, which will be quite sad. But the next person that chances are will probably die, which you kind of actually see from the trailer already, is Jarvis. Now, which is Vision, sorry, not Jarvis, Vision. Now, Vision was obviously created via, it was in Age of Ultron. So he's got the what's it called, the artificial, intelligence of Jarvis.
Yeah.
And then obviously which Infinity Stone does he have again?
Actually, not sure. I think he's got the Mind Stone.
That obviously powered him basically.
Yeah.
So, and in the trailer, you do see Thanos removing the Infinity Stone from him, which for me would almost, that must kill him, because if that's the source of his power, surely that's what's, because he's not human, he's not living.
Well, that's what you do, is you remove that stone and what happens to him. But the interesting thing for me with that is that you find him in the first trailer. You actually see, you don't actually see Thanos removing the stone.
Yeah.
You see him attempting to remove the stone, but then in another scene, you see Vision as a human.
As a human, yes. Mm. I was actually also going to get to that now, which is, at first I thought I was like, who's that? Is that Captain America? And then afterwards I was like, no. So what might actually could also happen is maybe the Infinity Stone or whatever happens and he becomes
It's the Mind Stone.
Human or whatever.
It is the Mind Stone.
That's actually quite an interesting point. Like, what does happen to Vision in Infinity War? Like, that's actually quite cool to think about.
And him and Scarlet are quite close. Yeah. So
and I mean, they almost look like there was a romantic...
Like they're together or chilling out being human.
Chilling out
being human. You know, you see a scene there where they're like...
Yeah.
Was it in there?
Where it was.
You see them like almost in a kitchen, like making food together type of
stuff. Okay, no, I don't know about that. I saw them by like a window and then she touches his face.
Yes, there's that one. Yes. And he's human.
Yeah, no, he's human. That's why at first I was like, is that Captain America? I was like, no, it's not. Oh, it's Vision. Yeah, so.
And Vision, sorry. In the comics, you obviously see drawings of these characters, and some of them they're like really weird looking.
Yeah.
Because they're almost covered with like a creative, like a color or like in a suit. You know, they don't have doesn't look like they got real skin. They look more like almost like a, I don't know, some made up weird something from outer space. And none of the characters had that until Vision came. And when Vision came in, now you see this guy with this like covered. Like you like
red face.
You're like, what kind is he like is he got like a
I was honest, that was a little bit weird. Yeah. Like when Vision came in, like it was like
And he was like so far he's the no, there has been someone else introduced like that, but he was the only one like that, so
But now another point is also with Vision is you even if he does die, you can like bring him back. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because he's like a computer type of thing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, like a computer breaks, you then just fix it type. Yeah. So, the only thing is if
Guys, we've got a backup.
The only thing is if Iron Man dies, it's like, who's going to bring him back? Because, like, Iron Man's super, super, super intelligent. And so, I think that that's almost where the play is. If Vision had to die, Iron Man could bring him back. But now, if Iron Man's dead... They're not type of thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's Vision. Now this one, I actually never thought about it, but it actually does make sense. The next person up on the list is Drax. Now if you don't know who Drax is, he's that big buff blue guy that never wears a shirt in Guardian of the Galaxy. Everyone know who Drax is?
The sarcastic guy.
Yes, that guy. Now, if you think about it, it makes sense because Drax's whole point of his existence is to get revenge on the people who killed his family. And who is the person that killed his family? Thanos. So like for him, he's gonna do everything to like kill Thanos. But now if you look at the two and compare the two, Drax has nothing on Thanos. Like all he does is like look tough. And I mean most of the time in Guardians of the Galaxy, he's like, he is tough and buff and stuff, but oftentimes he's not the one doing the killing. Like,
he's not exactly clever.
Yeah, right. So that's his problem, like lack of strategy. So, you know, like chances are he's going to die, which is quite sad, but think of it this way, you know, like that's what he was living for, man. So like he's not really because he died. But anyway, you know, someone will defeat him. So that's that one. But that'll be quite sad because like that's a team of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. And like the Guardians of the Galaxies is made up of the team. Yeah, so that's...
So do you think that if there's any survivors after this, so like, for example, you know, obviously everyone's into now beat Thanos, but what if there's people who just got like hit aside and they sort of got knocked out and then they passed out long enough for the battle to sort of pass by?
Everyone thought they were dead, but they actually weren't.
Or do you think it's like no prisoners type of thing, this movie? Do you think like everyone who goes against him, he just wipes it? Well, you said he loves what? Death.
Yeah, he worships death.
He worships death.
You know
what
the problem is also is he has, I'm not quite sure what you call them, but I think he has four, or I can't remember the exact figure, but he also has like, I don't know if they're assassins or what, but he's got like... I think they're his children, actually, but I could be completely wrong. So it's not just that Thanos is coming against the Avengers. It's not like one guy against the Avengers. He's also got his own team and his own army and his own whatever type of thing. So you never know. Like, and an assassin is not, they're made to kill, like that type of thing. Which actually brings us to our next person. Now, the next person that could possibly die is Gamora, who is the green chick in Guardians of the Galaxies, which for me, I was like, what? But now, what happens is Thanos is actually the person who trained Gamora to basically be like the universe's like greatest assassin type of thing. Literally, that's what he like wanted her to be. So, and obviously she then turned like good and all of that. So... like she would probably like go against him type of thing, because she also has like a bone to pick with him. She's got a very good chance though, because I mean, if you've been trained by someone, you know, you do stand a good chance, because I mean, she is like,
she knows him. She knows how he operates.
And also, like, she's been trained so well. I mean, if you check that chick fight, you're like, damn, type of thing, because she is like, she fights hectically. Yeah. So, but then again, she might also, die. You never know. But that is a possibility.
Because he knows her as well.
Yeah, right. Which would suck, because I like her. Like, shame. Mm. And like her and what's his name? Chris Pratt's character. Quinn. Yes. No? Yes. Peter Quinn. Yes, Peter Quinn.
Is that his name?
Yes. Like, they had just started, you know, like, before they were like, we like each other, but we're not going to show anything. And at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, you know, like, you're like, yes! And now she's going to die. You're like, what?
Right.
What do you mean she's going to die? So, yeah.
So, I've got a question. Thanos worships?
Death.
Death. Who is the god of death?
What's her name?
Yes.
From... No, man.
What's her name?
Thor's sister. Not Quintessa. No, it is Quintessa.
I think so, yeah.
Yes. But hasn't she been destroyed?
Did she get destroyed? It was her up against that other dude with the flames.
Yeah.
He showed her flames.
He did show her flames. But the problem is also she... So in Thor Ragnarok, you heard that she drew her power from Asgard. But now the thing is, Asgard is destroyed. So they destroyed Asgard in Thor Ragnarok. So now if Asgard isn't there and she draws her power from Asgard, then...
But then shouldn't Thor... Anyway,
It's some... You never know.
Look,
I'm
just trying to connect the dots here. Type of thing.
And then the last person that will probably die in Avengers Infinity War is... Everyone! Okay, now let me explain this. So, first of all, like, Thanos, he's not a joke. It's not like this little, you know, let's just... Bah, bah, bah. Okay, he's dead, yay! No, there's two parts to this movie. We've never had an Avengers that has two parts to it. Like, I know normally, like, at the last minute, they then end up saving the world type of thing. But, I mean, this one has, like, two parts to it. So, and also, I don't know if you remember this, but in one of Iron Man's visions, he actually saw all of the Avengers dead. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
So, you know, like, this, there could be a very, very, very good chance that everyone dies. Now, I'm not saying, like, because obviously Thanos then wins, technically. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then what happens? Before I get to that, apparently also there is one of the comic books, I can't remember the name exactly, but it is also, it's where the Avengers take on Thanos. And apparently in that comic book, all of the Avengers die. So Thanos wins. And then what happens is they're all, so there's some form of like resurrection type of thing. And then they're able to like defeat Thanos. So it doesn't end like with Marvel Comics with everyone defeated type of thing. So what they could be doing is like in Avengers Infinity War, they like everyone's dead, like killed. And you're like, what? And the movie ends. And you're like, what? 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 And then Avengers Infinity War Part 2 comes out. And then they're like, they.
Maybe they'll, you know, well, look, if you look at Vision. Didn't he bring someone back to life? He did.
Who did he bring back to life?
I can't remember, but in the first Vision, he did something where he... Unless I'm thinking about another movie.
I can't remember. It's been 10 years of movies.
Now, okay, if I'm smoking something, which I'm not, if something like that has the ability to do that, I wonder if they're going to pull off something there.
But we did even say, like, with Doctor Strange on their side... Like Doctor Strange
is able to
reverse time
to go into a time loop. Not only that, but if you look in it now, I think we did discuss this previously before, but looking at the first trailer, one of the shots I remember what was related specifically to the fact that there's another character in the Marvel Universe called Eternity. So we're also going to be introduced to new characters in this type of thing. So I think there's other things that are going to come along. I mean, do you think Thanos is afraid of anyone? Now, clearly, I'm not a Marvel... I'm not clued up in the Marvel Universe. I am, though, a fan. It's oddly as I'm enjoying Marvel. But surely, okay, and guys, like, comment on our Facebook and stuff like that. But is there anyone that Thanos now is afraid of? Or perhaps there's, I don't know, is there a character called Life? Or a character called Giver of Life or something like that. But, you know, perhaps there are characters out there that rock up and they can defeat Thanos. You know, hands down, no question asked.
Yeah.
You know? For me, now that Sasha just mentioned it, maybe it could be a thing where everyone dies and then part two comes. And by the way, I must just admit, I hate these part one, part two things because I know for a fact
it's going to end.
I'm going to walk out on part one and I'm going to feel down. I'm going to be like, no, I can't wait for it. And of course, how long until part two is going to be released?
You know what the thing is? It's the your characters might die, but it's not a question of who's going to die. It's a question of can you survive the suspense of people dying? Can you actually like survive that? Because like Shame, I think part one will
end. That's what I'm saying.
Like, what? Mm. No. And then part two will come out and be like, oh, okay. But I mean, if you think about it, like I heard this somewhere, Thanos has had more cameos in Marvel movies than Stan Lee has.
That's right.
And like he really, like literally from the first Avengers movie, was that the first time he was introduced? I don't remember a time before that. But literally from the first Avengers movie, like that original Avengers
movie. All the way back then already.
Right? Mm. That's when he was first introduced. And I mean, how many years have passed and we still have not seen him come into a movie? So now this is big. Guys, if you didn't think this is big, you will have to realize that right now, this is huge.
Yeah. I've got another question. He has to collect the, what do you call it, that glove thing?
Yeah, that gold... I don't know what it's called.
It's not a garment, right, or anything like that. Something like
glove.
Yeah, that golden glove. But that golden glove, if you guys missed it, was in Thor Ragnarok. And of course,
Quintessa.
No, the
Asgard.
Asgard got destroyed.
See, I know because we did discuss this in Thor Ragnarok. Loki takes the Tesseract. So you see him taking
right
the Tesseract.
Right at the end, he swipes it, yes.
Yeah. And in the Avengers Infinity War trailer, you do see him handing something that looks like the Tesseract over to Thanos. Shame. Yeah. So, but that's a good point.
I was about to say, because then that makes him a target for... And knowing Loki, you know, already we know characters, so we can sort of think about how they're going to react. Now, for me, all of them, they're going to go after Thanos. But Loki, what is he going to do? Because the way I see it, Loki is going to recite. He's probably going to suck up to Thanos. Hmm. That's the way I see it. Because Loki knows how to survive, even if it means betraying people.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
This is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
So guys, comment.
All right, let's ask this question, right? Mm. So you guys also need to answer this question. Go on our Facebook, Instagram, anywhere on YouTube and comment. This is the question, and Ryan, you need to answer it, and I need to answer it.
Let's answer it now.
Yes. Okay. So, this is the question. If all of the Marvel characters had to die, and you got to choose which one character you'd want to survive, who would that one character be? I asked the question. I can now think about the answer. One character.
I think it must be Vision.
You want Vision to survive?
Because if Vision survives with a stone, I'm sure he can make
someone back.
He can make a miracle happen, yeah. Because, okay, you know, it's difficult to say because obviously we've watched Thor Ragnarok recently. So therefore now Thor is like my favorite character. I've gotten attached to him. But do you remember Spider-Man Homecoming, Sashi?
Yeah, Spider-Man was also...
You see?
And Black Panther next week was going to be like, Black Panther! I want Black Panther to survive!
So it's quite a difficult thing, you know.
I think I'd agree with you. I don't know, but maybe the Vision is cool, you know, because you almost want a character that could possibly bring the other characters back.
I see, we're investors.
But now, like, if one... Okay, let's just go with Vision, because this is too hard. But guys, you answer the question. Which Marvel character would you like to survive if all other Marvel characters had to die?
Yeah.
Even if it's, like, a villain. You know what? If you answer Thanos, we won't judge you. No, I'm joking. We won't judge you. We'll be like, oh!
What's the guy that Andy Serkis plays as?
I think he's the villain in Black Panther.
Yeah.
He's the guy that has the South African accent.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's
you know, just for that South African accent, he can survive.
Yeah. Have you seen a place called Adorado?
Yes. Yeah. So, guys, that was 8 Marvel characters that might possibly die in Avengers Infinity War.
So who knows what's going to happen?
I do believe someone will die. Hopefully it's just one person, you know, then we can be like, imagine walking out the cinema and like 10 people died and you're like...
I think nobody knows what's going to happen.
Right.
What's about to go down.
I think we just need to anticipate. Store our popcorn, guys. Already start preparing your popcorn.
I'm sure they've got a hardcore contract signed with all the, you know, the post-production guys and stuff like that.
Not to let anything out.
Just think about it. There's about 100 people out there that knows exactly how the story's going
to go. In fact, right now they're like, why is this Hulk not working? I can't freaking get his thumb to go up.
I'm sure Stanley... you've disconnected the controls. Unlinked. Right-click link. Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Which part is this? No, this is the part where Hulk... Yeah.
Squishes.
I mean, what's going to happen to Hulk in this?
Right. You know what I think is one of the most... Okay, not the saddest, but one thing that would really suck is wonder when Stan Lee dies. Because then you're not going to see his cameos anymore. And, like, his cameos are so awesome. Like, when they come up, you're like, Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he got those hands.
Right. He's done so much, man.
That's another thing we can put out. Do you guys like Thor with long hair or without long hair?
Without.
Prefer? Also dig it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah, so shame, guys. We could like talk about Avengers Infinity War forever, but we won't, you know, because, you know, that would just suck because we want to go watch it. But anyway.
I wish I could go to the future.
Right. This is the end of our show this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We definitely did enjoy it. Getting some excitement going for Avengers Infinity War.
We're pulling up to a show.
Yes.
That we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Although you guys are probably going to watch it yourselves.
And then we'll just comment on it and be like, it was...
We'll tell you our favorite parts.
Yes, we will. Definitely. So yes, guys, don't forget to go check out our website. We have an awesome website. We have awesome
activefm.co.za.
Yes, we have awesome social media pages.
Facebook, Instagram,
all of it, or YouTube now. Guys, don't forget that our show is now on Active TV, so you can go watch us on Active TV.
And if you don't know what Active TV is, go to YouTube and right in top where it says search Active TV, one word. You'll see an Active TV with the logo of a TV and a color bar on the screen.
Yes.
You guys know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Click on there, subscribe, hit the bell button, and then after that you search Active FM, the movie show, one word, and do the same.
Yeah. Yes.
You'll see our faces there. If you don't know what we look like, go search, you'll see. Mm-hmm. And then hit subscribe and hit the bell so you get the notifications.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been an awesome show.
And now we've come to an end.
Yep, but we will see you next week.
In part two.
Of the movie show.
Yes.
Phase 2. We're going into phase 2.
Yes, I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to the next show.
Yes.
Yeah. Sashi's like, okay.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you?
I always look forward to our
shows. You don't really like that movie.
No, I do like it.
They don't know what we're talking about.
I do like. So guys, make sure you tune
awesome.
Into next
so
one.
So next week, but it's one of my favorites.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Yes.
Can't say, yeah. Well, the German people understand.
Right.
So yeah. So anyway, let's wrap it up. Get a wrapping paper and a bow.
Right.
And I'm gonna cut to the jokes.
Okay.
So from me, Ryan.
And from me, Sash.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Whether your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes, or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to the hottest sounds. Let's hit the city.